This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
The charity Royal Blind, based in Edinburgh, has an interesting challenge to help raise some funds for its vital services. Jonathan Jack joins us to tell us more. Jonathan, thank you for being with us.
No problem at all. Thanks very much for having me on the show today.
Tell us, first of all, a little bit about Royal Blind, some of the history to it.
Well, Royal Blind actually is one of the oldest charities in Scotland. It was founded in 1793, would you believe it or not? So it's a very, very old charity, and we've been based in Edinburgh since its creation. It started off as the Royal Asylum Institute of the Blind, and that's also now known as the Royal Blind School. And over the course of the last few hundred years, we've adapted considerably into the charity we are now today. And we also have a sister charity called Scottish War Blinded.
Okay, so lots supported by Royal Blind then for all ages.
Yeah, absolutely. So our tagline is that from the youngest child to the oldest person, we really are there for them if they're blind or visually impaired. So throughout all of the services we have at Royal Blind, we really do try and support absolutely everyone within Scotland if they have a visual impairment.
All right, now you have a week of fund and awareness raising coming up. Tell us more.
So Royal Blind Week really is our big fundraising push of the year, and we really want to try and get as many people in as many different locations raising as much money as possible for Royal Blind and our services. So from Edinburgh to Ecofecan and from Perth to Paisley, anyone who can get involved and fundraise for us really should if they can. So we have lots of various different activities you can get involved in, from something as simple as going online and ordering a collection box and collecting during the week, whether you've got a shop or just want to have it in the house for some spare change, right the way up to our Blind for a Day challenge, where we're actually asking people to adorn a blindfold and go about their daily activity for 24 hours completely in the dark.
That sounds, I think challenge is probably quite a small word for that, because that I think would be incredibly difficult for people, because you think about everyday simple tasks, just like, you know, getting dressed, pouring yourself a cup of coffee, getting to work. Doing that, if you're used to having sight and suddenly taken away from you, will be quite tricky.
Absolutely. As part of our training for working at Royal Blind, it's actually a very similar scheme we go through, whereby we are blindfolded and we're kind of led around various different activities and location, really to get a sense of what it is like to be blind and really by putting yourself in that situation. It's really the only way you can truly understand. And like you've just said, it's the simplest of activities when you're sighted can become extremely difficult when you're blind. Even things like putting toothpaste onto a toothbrush can become absolutely impossible. So challenge is definitely the right word for it indeed.
Absolutely. So as I said, not just fundraising, there's real awareness here as well, because people will then hopefully have an understanding what it's like to sort of live your life with sight loss.
I mean, absolutely. A huge part of it is awareness raising, as just said, and even things like going online and looking at our Facebook page and our Twitter, we've got dozens of case studies on our website as well of real people with real conditions who use our services, and it really does put it into perspective that people are still out there with a visual impairment and not accessing the vital services that they need, and that's where we're here to help.
How successful has this been in the past?
Last year was our second Royal Blind Week, and it was a great success, actually. We raised around about £12,000. And this year, we really are hoping to blow that hopefully out of the water, and really we're hoping to aim more for the 15-20k mark. And that's with all of the different challenges we've got on board. So far, we've got about 57 people who are undertaking the Blind for a Day challenge in one way or another. Not all of them have been brave enough to go for the full 24 hours, but certainly we've got lots of people who are going to go for, an afternoon in the office, or even with a friend walking around Tesco to the weekly shop, whatever way they can help. Yeah.
Now, this is helping to raise funds to support the services. Now, you mentioned things like the school and so on. So does that mean you help with sort of education, perhaps helping young people with employment, you know, right through the years?
Yes, absolutely. So the Royal Blind School is for ages up to 18. The children at the Royal Blind School also have additional support needs and other disabilities as well. So this is really getting their education started and giving them what we hope to be is the best education in Scotland or in the country for someone who has a visual impairment. We then have our other service, such as Kids Scene, which is our after-school holiday club for children with and without disabilities, so it's fully inclusive. And then, as just mentioned, Forward Vision is our transitional service for children aged 18 to 25. So So a lot of these children have visited or attended the school and the playgroup and are now looking for that next step in life, really to get themselves into adulthood, to get employment and really kind of get that kickstart into adulthood.
Okay, so it all starts on the 22nd of February and it runs for 7 days. If people would like more information about Royal Blind, maybe the services or indeed they fancy getting the blindfold on or raising some money, how can they do that?
The easiest way is to go online and it's royalblind.org. And if you want specifically for Royal Blind Week, it's royalblind.org/royal-blind-week. We've also set up our Facebook and Twitter pages, which are really the kind of the hub of information where we're putting most of it out. So on Facebook, it's facebook.com/royalblindcharity. And on Twitter, we are at Royal Blind. Or if you want to give us a call, it's 0131 229 1456.
Jonathan, good luck with Royal Blind Week and thanks for telling us all about it on Insight Radio.
Thanks
for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.